Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
We've got clear skies here in downtown. The temperature is 58 degrees, but the forecasters tell us the clouds are going to roll in as the day goes on. Shower in spots is forecasted for this afternoon into the early evening, especially for the inland suburbs. The high temperature today will be about 70 degrees, and tonight it'll be breezy and cool down to 54. Tomorrow, a cool day with the sun mixing with clouds and a high of 67. Again, right now it is 58 degrees. Competing rallies clash on the steps of City Hall today. It's all ahead of a hearing on a landmark bill to ban solitary confinement in city jails. Steve Burns is there.
As tempers flared here, City Hall security stepped in to separate those pushing to continue solitary confinement and those pushing for a ban.
This notion that it's torture, that we're torturing individuals in our system, that is not the case.
Correction Officers Union head Benny Bossio is pointing to some graphic pictures, officers with gashes and bruises.
And the question becomes is, what do we do with the inmates that continue to cut, stab, slash, sexually assault, and brutally assault our officers and other inmates?
City Councilmember Tiffany Caban calls that a lazy question.
Because when you were simply asking that question, you are not asking what causes violence. What is the root of the violence?
Mayor Adams opposes the bill to ban solitary, but it has enough support in the council to override a veto. At City Hall, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Opening statements begin today in the murder trial of a Long Island father accused of abusing and killing his 8-year-old autistic son.
Former NYPD officer Michael Velva lived in a large, beautiful home in Center Moriches with his fiancée. But what happened inside was very ugly, according to Suffolk County prosecutors. His 8-year-old autistic son, Thomas, was starved, beaten, and even though there were 3 bathrooms inside the house, he was not allowed to use any of them. Authorities say he went to school and ate crumbs off the floor and frequently smelled of urine. Michael Velva is accused of forcing the little boy to sleep in the freezing cold garage. And in January 2020, when the temperature outside was 19 degrees, Thomas was found dead. Thomas's body temperature only 76 degrees, according to police. The average body temp, 98.6. However, Velva's attorney says it was his now former fiancée, who goes on trial in a few months, who was a wicked stepmother. She disciplined the children. She is to blame, he says, for Thomas's death. Velva faces life behind bars if convicted. In Suffolk County, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
4 bystanders are shot in a playground in Ozone Park. Parents and children run in panic. Sean Adams has more.
A playground should be a sanctuary, not a shooting gallery. 4 bystanders shot and wounded, Ozone Park, London Plane Tree Playground. It was 6 p.m. Louis Nunez lives across the street.
I heard a shooting a lot there, a lot of time.
How many shots?
Oh, about 10, 15 times.
Aaron Whidbey says he saw parents and children fleeing.
I had just missed it from my understanding because I seen, you know, the women and children running away from the park, and someone was going, oh my God, oh my God.
Folks here suspect a gang dispute. Earlier, a fight, West 125th Street in Harlem, 3:30 in the afternoon, a man shot in the leg, a street vendor also hit in the leg. 11:45 at night, West 117th Street in Harlem, 4 men standing on a street corner, shot and wounded. In Ozone Park, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now let's get the forecast, talk a little bit more about Hurricane Ian. Here's meteorologist Danielle Niddle.
Well, Joe, Hurricane Ian is on the cusp of being a Category 5 hurricane. Right now, maximum sustained winds reported at 155 miles an hour, located roughly about 45 miles to the west-northwest of Naples, about 35 miles to the west-southwest of the Cape Coral area. And we expect the landfall here across southwest parts of Florida over the next few hours. In particular, we're kind of honing in just south of the Minnesota Key area. As we move forward again over the next few hours. And then not only are we going to be watching impacts here from the extremely dangerous winds, high inundation from a storm surge standpoint, just tremendous amounts of rainfall from Ian going forward, especially across central parts of Florida tonight into tomorrow. Could be talking about localized amounts of 2 feet of rain. And the core of the rain looks to be from Tampa to Orlando as time goes on. So all really much of Florida just being impacted in many different facets from Ian, some very dangerous conditions, and could be dealing with some of that wet weather come the weekend for us. We're going to keep a close eye on Ian as time goes on. And for this afternoon, at least things pretty quiet locally. Sunshine, some clouds. You can see a spotty shower through the early evening. We'll be nearing 70 degrees. Some patchy clouds tonight with a low of 54. Tomorrow's partly sunny, a bit of a breeze with a high of 67. And still looking dry for Friday with sunny clouds, 67 degrees. Right now, 64 in White Plains. We have 68 in Deer Park, 65 in Midtown, going up to near 70.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.